African Voice News, the Global Link.
Economist urges Zambians to exercise patience over commodity prices. Build Zambia 2064 welcomes government's rejection of U.S. donor aid. And Kenyan man charged with luring young men to fight for Russia in Ukraine. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Economist Trevor Hambai has urged Zambians to remain patient as commodity prices adjust downwards following the recent 7.5% reduction in the country's inflation rate for the month of February 2026. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Hambai explained that a decline in the inflation rate does not automatically translate into an immediate drop in the prices of goods and services on the market. He noted that while inflation has slowed down, the impact on commodity prices is gradual and may take time to be felt by consumers. The reduction in prices of commodities is a gradual process which could take up to 6 months before meaningful results are seen, said Mr. Hambai. He attributed the drop in inflation to several factors, including the stability of the exchange rate and fuel pump prices, which have helped ease cost pressures in the economy. Mr. Hambai further emphasized that maintaining macroeconomic stability, particularly around the exchange rate, is key to ensuring a marginal and sustained reduction in the prices of goods and services.
It is an issue where the ordinary Zambian needs to understand what it means when the inflation rate reduces. Is that the reduction in the inflation rate does not necessarily mean there is going to be a reduction in the price of goods. The 7.5% inflation rate that has been recorded means that the price of goods and services is going to be increasing only by 7.5%. It is the rate at which the prices are increasing that has reduced. And that is the fundamental issue that you understand.
Vice President Mtalena Lumango has described the Nchwala traditional ceremony as a national event that should be embraced and supported by all Zambians, regardless of tribe or region. Mrs. Nalumango says the Nchwala traditional ceremony, which will be taking place tomorrow, February 28, 2026, is not merely a Ngoni affair, but a ceremony of national importance. Speaking during the Vice President's question time session in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango stressed that just like any other traditional ceremony held across the country, Nchwala represents Zambia's rich cultural heritage and plays a significant role in promoting unity. It is not just a Ngoni issue but a national issue, and being so, it should be embraced and supported by all Zambians, including other traditional leaders, said Mrs. Nalumango. Mrs. Nalumango further emphasized the importance of learning about various traditions as a way of fostering appreciation and understanding among citizens. She was responding to a question from Pemba Member of Parliament Lameck Hamwata, who sought to know what unity significance of traditional leaders attending and supporting each other's ceremonies.
This is one area where the president has worked to try and foster unity in the country by allowing the chiefs to move from all over. So Nchwala is no longer a Ngoni issue. Nchwala is a national issue. So is Kuomboka. So is Kusetia Pangwena. So is Mutomboko. So is and is and is. Which one? Likumbila Mize. National event.
Build Zambia 2064 Executive Director Joseph Mushalika has commended government's decision to reject part of a proposed global health aid package from the United States, citing concerns over its implications for Zambia's national interests. On Wednesday, 25th February, Zambia pushed back on aspects of a deal reportedly worth over $1 billion US in global health support from the United States, stating that certain conditions attached to the aid did not align with the country's priorities. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mushalika welcomed the move, stressing that Zambia is not obligated to accept assistance that compromises its values. Zambia is a sovereign nation and has every right to reject any donor support that does not align with its national values and dignity, said Dr. Mushalika. Dr. Mshalika further stated that given the country's vast natural resources and the ongoing stabilization of the economy, Zambia has the capacity to sustain its healthcare system independently. He argued that Zambia has managed its healthcare sector in the past without heavy reliance on donor funding and can do so again provided resources are utilized prudently. However, Dr. Mshalika emphasized the need for the country to add value to its natural resources to strengthen domestic revenue generation. He urged the government to promote economic self-reliance, noting that no nation is entitled to external support.
I think what is required now is for government to understand and make the citizens understand that no one owes us a living as a country. We've got to learn to look after ourselves. If it means going through some pain as we graduate to being sovereign, independent, dependent on what we do ourselves, let us go through that path. Look at the so-called donors. What do they have which we don't have? Which we don't have as a country. It's time for us to stand up now and say that if we are going to raise money through food production, let us go mass food production and make money. If we are going to organize mining in such a way that comes profitable for the country, let us organize mining in that.
Opposition Zambia Must Prosper ZMP has announced its decision to withdraw from the Tonse Alliance. Party President Kelvin Fubebwalya says the decision follows what he described as the alliance's failure to respond to the party's ultimatum to review the terms and processes used in selecting a presidential candidate for the alliance. Mr. Walia claimed that the manner in which 2026 August presidential candidate Brian Munduwile was chosen is a sham and did not follow the agreed guidelines on how a candidate should be selected. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Walia further alleged that Tonse Alliance leaders endorsing Mr. Munduwile, led by Chris Zumanizimba, have weakened and effectively destroyed the alliance. The decision that was made was flawed, and the ZMP party will officially notify the alliance of its decision to leave, said Mr. Walia. Mr. Walia also questioned the commitment of some Tonse leaders, stating that they do not have the interest of the Zambian people at heart.
If Wenga ba Zambia Must Prosper, that refoko na ula PF, and it's part of the reason why Mutonse iishire ifuna tufumamo, technically because wali hava nensu wali fo kutoba PF, if weta refoko kutoba PF, not we should go at PF na ikwatama structure, not we should go at PF chipa ni chimwecho wa satawatu shirire. Not wish that if Wenga forever and get in our PF, there is still room for improvement in PF.
In foreign news, police in Kenya have charged a man accused of luring young men to Russia with job opportunities, only for them to end up fighting in Ukraine. Festus Omwamba, head of recruitment agency Global, recruited 22 Kenyans for the purpose of exploitation by means of deception, state prosecutor said on Thursday. The victims were rescued last September from an apartment complex in Athi River, a town near the capital Nairobi, before they could travel to Russia. Coming up shortly, India and Israel pledge to boost ties in defense and technology. This and more, stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, the person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and Israel will deepen cooperation in defense and artificial intelligence as he concluded a two-day visit to Israel. Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu said in a joint statement on Thursday that their countries would work towards pursuing a free trade agreement. Modi said